Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Midwest One Financial Group, or MOFG, as it's known on the ticker. If you're not familiar with this name, let me give you the quick rundown before we dive into the meat of things. Midwest One Financial Group is a regional bank holding company operating primarily in the financial services sector, with a focus on banking and wealth management services. They're rooted in the Midwest, serving communities with a mix of personal and commercial banking solutions. Not a household name like some of the big national players, but a solid contender in their niche, with a market cap that reflects a mid-sized player in the industry. So, let's unpack what's been going on with them lately, analyze their strengths and weaknesses, and see if this stock could be a fit for your long-term portfolio. First, a quick glance at recent news and performance to set the stage. Midwest One has been navigating a mixed landscape. Their stock performance over the past year shows some volatility. Decent gains in the shorter term, like the last month or so, but when you zoom out to a five-year horizon, it's more of a flat line compared to broader market indices. This tells me they're not exactly riding a growth rocket, but they're holding their own in a competitive sector. On the news front, there's been chatter about their strategic moves to bolster fee income and expand talent acquisition, which could signal some forward-thinking plays. But there are also whispers of isolated credit challenges, something we'll dig into later. With that backdrop, let's break this down into a full SWOT analysis to see where Midwest One stands for us as long-term investors. Strengths. All right, let's start with the good stuff. Midwest One has a solid foundation in their regional market. Being a community-focused bank gives them a loyal customer base, especially in the Midwest, where personal relationships still matter a lot in banking. Their description highlights a deep commitment to both personal and business clients, which helps in building sticky, long-term relationships. Financially, their gross profit margin looks healthy for a regional bank, showing they're managing to keep a good chunk of revenue after covering direct costs. This is a sign of operational efficiency, which is critical in a low-margin industry like banking. Another plus is their dividend yield. It's attractive for income-focused investors, and the fact that they've been consistent with payouts based on the last dividend data suggests a commitment to returning value to shareholders. For those of you looking for steady cash flow in your portfolio, this could be a nice perk. Lastly, their current ratio and quick ratio are both in a decent range, indicating they've got enough liquidity to cover short-term obligations. That's a reassuring sign, especially in an environment where interest rates and economic uncertainty can squeeze smaller banks. Weaknesses. Now let's not sugarcoat things. Midwest One has some cracks to watch. One red flag for me is their return on equity. It's not terrible, but it's underwhelming compared to top performers in the financial sector. This suggests they're not squeezing as much profit out of shareholder equity as they could, which might point to inefficiencies or missed growth opportunities. Debt is another concern. Their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarmingly high, but it's elevated enough to warrant caution, especially for a regional bank that might not have the same capital buffers as the big players. If interest rates keep climbing, or if there's a downturn, this could become a heavier burden. Looking at their income statements, revenue growth over recent years hasn't been anything to write home about. It's steady, but not accelerating, which tells me they're not capturing significant market share or innovating fast enough to drive top-line expansion. For long-term investors, stagnant growth can be a drag. And from the latest earnings call summary for Q2 2025, there's mention of isolated credit challenges. While they're framing it as manageable, any hint of credit quality issues in a bank's portfolio can spook investors, especially if broader economic conditions sour. Opportunities. On the flip side, there's some exciting potential here. Midwest One is actively pursuing growth initiatives, as mentioned in their earnings call. They're focusing on talent acquisition and expanding fee-based income streams. If they execute well, this could diversify their revenue away from traditional interest income, which is often at the mercy of rate cycles. For us long-term folks, diversification in a bank's income is a big win. Their sector performance data shows that the financial industry has had pockets of strength over the last few months. If Midwest One can capitalize on these tailwinds, maybe by ramping up lending or wealth management services, they could see a nice bump. Another opportunity lies in their valuation. The forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, is reasonable, neither dirt cheap nor overpriced. It's hovering in a range that suggests the market isn't overly optimistic, leaving room for upside if they outperform expectations. For value hunters among you, this could be a signal to dig deeper. Lastly, their focus on community banking could play well in an era where customers are craving more personalized service over faceless megabanks. If they lean into digital transformation while maintaining that local touch, they might carve out a stronger niche. Threats. Now, let's talk risks, because banking isn't all sunshine and rainbows. The biggest threat to Midwest One is the broader economic environment. Rising interest rates can hurt loan demand, and if a recession hits, credit losses could spike, especially with those isolated credit issues already on the radar from their earnings call. Competition is fierce in the financial sector. Bigger national banks have deeper pockets for tech investments and marketing, while fintechs are eating into traditional banking with lower fees and slicker apps. Midwest One needs to keep up, and their capex on things like digital upgrades doesn't seem aggressive enough based on cash flow statements. Their beta indicates a moderate level of market risk, meaning they're not immune to broader market swings. If the financial sector takes a hit, Midwest One could get dragged down with it, especially given their middling 5-year performance compared to industry averages. Finally, regulatory pressures are always a wild card for banks. Any tightening of rules around capital requirements or lending standards could squeeze their margins further, and smaller players like Midwest One often feel the pinch more than the giants. All right, let's tie this all together with some insights before we wrap up. Midwest One Financial Group is a bit of a mixed bag for long-term investors. On one hand, their regional focus and dividend yield make them a stable, income-friendly pick for conservative portfolios. On the other hand, lackluster growth and debt levels raise some eyebrows, especially when you factor in potential economic headwinds. Short term, I'm curious to see how their push into fee income and talent acquisition plays out. Those could be catalysts if they gain traction. Medium term, keep an eye on how they manage credit quality. That's a potential landmine. But for the long haul, it's about whether they can innovate and grow revenue in a crowded field. Their valuation isn't screaming buy or sell, so this might be more of a watch list candidate for now, unless you're really drawn to regional banks. In conclusion, Midwest One Financial Group offers a steady but not spectacular opportunity for long-term investors. There's potential for stability and income, but the growth story needs more punch to really stand out. If you're building wealth over decades, this could be a piece of the puzzle, but I'd temper expectations and monitor their strategic moves closely. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this helpful, make sure to stay tuned for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full bullet point SWOT on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Midwest One as a hidden gem or a pass? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.